Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 2, The River.
Lucian again. Let me just say it for the record. Saul was one bad dude. The wolf, right? Yeah, he was one nasty bastard, the likes of which Corinth hadn't seen. He had all the hell and violence of the breaking wrapped in him with one big tough guy streak. Everyone feared him. Hey, myself included. But we stood up to him. Of course, we were Jesus' team. He couldn't take us down, right? We were the foot soldiers. And Paul, well, he stood on the sidelines. He had his voice, his radio. And it was this radio that he used as a weapon. Some say it was stronger than Fist. And maybe it was. But he was never out there getting shot at.
What you have just witnessed is the justice of Abaddon. The wolves have torn to ribbons a man who betrayed his own people to the believers. Do not believe for a second that eyes are not watching. Should you join the believers, we will know you. We will see you for the backstabbing fool that you are and destroy you.
The Believers' Chapel, Yin and Yang. In the weeks since their rise to power, Saul tortures and kills to reach the minds of millions, and Paul preaches fervently over their makeshift radio transmitter. The war of words, as well as bullets, will continue.
We must make a broadcast in return.
Yes.
Our signal, is it still strong?
As strong as ever, Paul. It burns with the energy from the Lord.
I worry about the wolf's message.
So few have the talking boxes, Paul.
But, you know, they play them in large theaters. Hundreds at a time can watch and cheer the bloodshed.
So many more can listen. From the privacy of their homes, they can listen and believe. So many have wind-up radios.
Yes. You are right, Joe. Make the preparations.
Of course.
Ah! The angels!
Amos, you're wounded.
It's nothing.
We met some bad folks.
The wolves?
No, a new breed. From somewhere else, I don't know.
How was the mission?
Lord Damien is dead, and his castle is a pile of rubble.
Oh, you are such warriors of Jesus!
We can talk later. I must go to the chapel to speak.
What? It's the middle of the night.
I must calm the flock. The wolf is howling.
What is he talking about howling?
Your arrow pierced them today where it hurt. You've caused grievous harm to the wolf. So they are howling, and so must we be twice as loud as our shouts of jubilation for the Lord.
Yeah, okay.
I must help Paul.
But what about Amos?
I'll be fine.
Well, you can come along, young master, if you'd like to see us set up.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll scrounge up some dinner. I see you.
Wow. This is pretty cool.
Don't touch anything.
Sorry.
It's this equipment. It's the last of its kind. A single fingerprint may poison it until one day it no longer works. And should this station fail us, a great light will go out in the world.
But the Lord will provide, won't he? Jesus won't let this happen.
Yes. Yes, you are right, young master. The Lord will provide, but we shouldn't make his job any harder. Come, take a seat.
Paul? Jesse Paul, are you there?
Yes, this is Paul, the resurrected Jesus, speaking clearly to the believers.
Oh, I hear you loud and clear, Paul, loud and clear.
Open the channel, Job.
Opening the channel. I will bask in the light you radiate upon us, Paul.
Then shine that light back on the believers, onto the unbelievers too. Give them the chance to listen, to melt their cold hearts, to hear. Turn on the transmission.
Turning on.
Have you not eaten better since the wolf has ruled this city? Have you not had electricity? Have women not been made at the disposal of every man? Think on this, and think it well. For you have two choices to follow. The lamb, or the wolf.
Brothers and sisters, for if open you your hearts tonight to hear my word. Brothers and sisters, can you hear me? Can you hear the light of Jesus that shines down on this dark world? Can you hear me above the howling of the wolf? Can you hear the tongue of Jesus which speaks true as a beacon to the north in a world of vipers?
Brothers hey, it's sisters, the other guy.
The Jesus guy? What's he saying now?
Turn it off. You hear what the wolf says.
But Dad, listen to him. He says the wolf is evil. He says he'll protect us from the wolf.
Just like he protected Mother?
Dad, don't be mean.
Sorry, it's just dangerous. I don't want anything to happen to you two.
We want to listen. The wolf can't know that all we did was listen.
These will be those wicked souls that God in his might wipes from this wicked earth. Those who are left, we survivors, we are those that Christ has cleansed in preparation of his return. And I, dear children, can tell you this. Christ is here. For I am he, the Christ, the Lamb, the Hope Report. For I am coming to Corinth, to the wicked city, and I shall be bringing the cleansing. If you follow me, I tell you this.
You may report anyone suspected of treachery at any of the offices at my command. There are 42 of them in the immediate city, and you may consult at any time with a local directory to find that nearest you.
Or ask one of my wolves. There is no excuse for harboring allies of the believers. We are watching. And we will know. Good night.
The world will be a garden again, as it was in the birth of the world, bearing fruit, giving each and every one freedom. Freedom to bask every day in the light of the Lord Jesus' glory.
Come. Would someone turn off that ignorant prattle?
He will save you. He will.
You were very good tonight, Saul.
Think so, Zeke.
Paul is desperate. You can hear it in his words. He knows you are the stronger.
Such honey dripping from the mouths of babes. But you're right. Stronger, you say? Yeah, we are stronger, aren't we? And it's high time that we showed it to that self-righteous whelp and his ignorant followers. It is time for a show of force.
Yes.
You know what I have in mind?
I can't imagine it, Saul.
Excellent. Then let's make the arrangements.
Hey, it's me, Maria. I don't really know what I'm doing now. It feels a little lonely without Luke. But I'm going to talk anyways. I have a lot to say. When this all started, it was just this wild promise of adventure that roped us, me, in. It was so boring at the refuge. So much the same thing. We spent the summer growing things. We spent all fall hauling it in. We would go hunting when we could. In winters, well, winter sucked. We did our best to keep amused, but you can only be so amused with the same group of grown-ups in the middle of nowhere with no contact with anyone else. And so, yeah, of course we jumped on it. John Prophet, ghost of the past. He was amazing. But now, things aren't quite so amazing. Things are scary. I've almost been killed a lot now, and I'm only 15. I haven't really thought about what it means to die, but I've seen it staring me in the face when ferocious pigs come charging, or when missiles come raining from the sky, and when... You know what? That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about my dog. Do you know what I mean if I say life isn't fair? Yeah, I know. It's something your parents would say. And you know what makes me so mad is that that saying isn't fair either. Why can't life be fair? Why can't we live in a normal world that lets a girl like me have a pet? What's so wrong with just one dog in my life? I always wanted one. If I was able to keep her, I was going to name her Sojourner. After that woman that helped, back when this world had slaves in it, she seemed like a hero to me. And this dog has helped us too. That makes her a hero. I'm telling you all this because this is the stuff I used to tell Luke. But we're not talking that much right now. I could try to tell Sam, but I don't think she understands either. About the only person left who will listen is John Prophet, who, oh yeah, I just learned is my real dad. Are you kidding all this? So, yeah, this moment I wanted to tell you about. It was the morning after we had yet more people trying to kill us. I woke early, just before dawn, early enough to see the sun creeping up above the stand of pines across the river. John was perched on a rock, staring across the river, hunched upon himself. So still, yet awake. He looked like a scene from one of the old picture book collections we had at the refuge. I think they called them, encyclopedias? Anyways, John looked like one of those pictures from, Notre Dame. He looked like what they had there. The gargoyles. He looked like a statue that would descend upon you like a lightning bolt if you made the wrong move.
Riverside Campsite, morning.
You're up early? Didn't see me?
You look... You could have... You blend with the trees, John.
Some types of training you never lose.
It was cold last night.
First frost. Hey.
Yeah?
I saw your dog again.
What? Where? Did you catch her?
Maria, let it go.
No, I won't. You and Sam both.
Me and Sam, nothing. It's a wild animal. Some sort of dog in her, for sure, but wild. You can't put a leash on her after 2 hours.
You just let her...
I'm not going to cage something that wants to fly away. That's just not me.
John...
Come on, Maria. Come here. Sit. Look at the river.
I hate the river.
What does the river mean, Maria?
What?
Look, I don't wax philosophical very often, but I have a point. Bear with me. What does it mean that there's a river there?
It's just water.
Where does it go?
The ocean?
And where does it come from?
I don't know. Up there? Somewhere? I never really thought about it.
I thought about rivers all night, Maria. Sounds crazy, I know, but I've been on a lot of them in the last 15 years. Well, ever since... Let me say it like this. When this all started, back in Bangor, I was doing this because I believed man had a right to do what he wanted to do,
to the river. If someone wanted to fish, or to build a dam or a bridge, he had a right to do that, and no one had a right to stop him. That, to me, was freedom. Freedom was protecting a man's right to have dominion over his environment. Now, I think a little differently. I still fight for the people, but I'm beginning to think people need to spend a bit more time learning from this river instead of building on it.
I don't get it.
What I'm saying is, 15 years ago, I would have put a leash on that dog for you. Crazy as that would have been. Today, I let her walk away in the night. The dog just has a right to do what she wants to do. Just like I have a right to keep on fighting the battles I choose. Just like this river has a right to keep on flowing forever.
And you think people, the Republic, would stop that?
Yeah. Those people, let's just say live and let live is not in their vocabulary.
Maria! Mom's up.
Hey, don't tell her I said any of this. I don't think she'd... I'm just rambling, you know. I've been up all night.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Time to get moving. Come on.
Maria. Hey. You do all right? It was cold.
Just fine.
What's wrong?
You don't know?
No, I wouldn't ask if I knew. What, Maria?
It must be the dog.
What? What happened?
John saw her and let her go.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Maria, but if she wanted to go...
Don't talk to me about it.
Maria, fine. We can't do anything about it, can we? We can look. Do you want me to look?
Don't bother. Let's just make breakfast.
Sure. I don't know. I'm not sure what we have left.
I got it. I'd like to make some more bread. We have a bit of the acorn flour left.
All right. Well, we need to break camp. Maybe you can help Luke.
What's wrong with Luke?
Why don't you go find out?
Oh.
Luke! You've got to help me!
Mama, I can't!
They're getting closer to me, Luke, please!
Mom, I'm cold!
You've got to keep moving, Luke.
I can't!
You have to keep moving if you want to survive.
Screw you!
There's only one way to survive in this world, and that's to fight.
I don't want to fight!
Hey, Luke.
Maria?
Oh, Luke. Bad dreams.
It was winter again. We were marching.
Shh, it's all over now.
Oh, I hate this, Maria. I hate this.
It's okay, Luke. It's okay. Come on.
I hate this so much. I hate being weak.
You're not weak.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great to say, but it doesn't mean anything.
You aren't, Luke. Everything you've been through...
These dreams are so real, Maria. It's sometimes hard to even know whether I'm awake or still sleeping. It starts... we're in winter. And my mom is just trying to protect me. At least I guess that's what she's doing. And then... And the wolves, they're howling all around us, and then they circle up on us, and there's a metal fence, and David's there, and he's trying to get us through this small hole, and but then as he's doing it, the wolves come closer, and they leap, and
shh, Luke, just relax, let this pass.
Okay, yeah, I know. Thank you for coming.
You're so strong, Luke. You have overcome so much. And there's more ahead of us.
Yeah.
Let the dreams go.
Okay. Why are you crying, Maria?
Huh?
Well, it's not me. I don't make you cry.
It's... Oh. Luke. The dog came and went again.
Oh.
She's free. She needed to run free.
Me, it's okay. It's okay. We still have each other.
You want to try it this time?
Not particularly.
Oh, it's easy. 2 scoops of flour, 1 scoop of water.
Yeah, I get it. I've got other things on my mind.
Very well.
John.
Hey, Sam. Hey, help me out.
What do you think of our chances?
I'm not in the business of telling the future, Sam.
Let's be honest, John. We're not the pups we used to be.
I never heard a word of defeat come out of your mouth, Sam.
Yeah, well, I never had a daughter before.
We're doing this for her, for Luke, for the future of everyone.
I know you, John. I know what drives you. I know that nothing ever stops you.
Oh, believe me, Sam, I'm not the same man.
Aren't you?
I've learned some things.
But we're still going down these rapids in canoes covered by tarps.
Hey, people went down Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Our kids aren't exactly Harry Houdini.
You have a better plan, you let me know. Your heart's not into this.
How'd you tell?
Haven't you heard anything I said? We're doing this to save thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. The future of everything worth saving.
Yeah, John. You know what? Saving the world's not my business anymore. I'm here to protect my kids.
Then let's get in the water and paddle like you damn well mean it.
No stopping John Prophet once he gets an idea in his head.
Damn it, Sam.
Let me say it this way. If anything happens to them, John, anything.
It won't, Sam. We have 3 adults who know what they're doing, and those 3 kids are damn tough, too.
The river doesn't care how tough they are.
The ship's gonna sail, Sam. Sorry.
Look, I'll go, whatever, but I swear to you...
We'll be fine. Just get them together, okay? Okay. Today we're on our A game. Is everyone with me?
Yes, John.
Yes, we are.
We do not want to go in that water. It might not kill you, but it won't be pleasant. We only have 1 life jacket per boat. If you feel yourself going over, grab it. We also only have 1 buoy per boat. So if you get in the water, your first goal is to grab the canoe. If you're too far, we'll try to throw you the buoy. If you get farther than that, ride the river. There's a still part at the end and we can retrieve you there. If it comes down to that, you cannot fear. You must float on your back, keep your legs ahead of you, and ride the river. If you fight it, it'll destroy you. You understand?
Yes.
We're in this thing together. Do you understand?
Yes, John.
Good. Let's ride.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I need to tell you about what happened when we tempted the raging waters.
The water had been so low all summer, and now it had turned on us. We had a week of rain, and the dry, dusty bones turned mighty and raging. It was like a mythic beast.
There to challenge us, to test us.
It roared at us, threatening to destroy us for daring to think that we could cross it safely.
We were crazy for trying. We were not strong enough, not ready. We had no idea what was in store, what it would do to us, how it would change things.
We had nothing we needed, but we did it anyways. And how we suffered for it.
On the river.
Hop in, Mark.
You got it, Mom?
We'll be fine. We're a well-oiled machine today, Luke. You understand?
Uh-huh.
When I yell paddle, you paddle. When I say, for the love of God, stop, you've already stopped.
Yeah.
Luke.
Yeah?
I love you, Luke.
Sam?
Listen to me and we'll be all right. You're a strong boy, Luke.
Sam.
A man. Sorry. Luke, you're a strong man. Now paddle right.
Okay.
You all right?
Me? Yeah.
You're still a little shaken.
No.
Look, I may not be intuitive, but you're an open book, Maria.
It's just...
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you out of the water. Just listen to me and paddle like hell.
Okay.
If you fear it, it'll destroy you. You've got to ride it like a wild horse.
I've never ridden a wild horse.
Yeah, well, you're about to find out what it's like. Come on. It means life or death to listen to me, Maria. You got it?
I got it.
All right, so when I say right...
paddling.
And left.
Paddling.
And stop.
Okay.
Just like that. And if I shout it quicker, it means you do it faster. You got it?
I got it.
Good job. Here we go. Set up on your right. And paddle, 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 paddle!
We're coming to the first rapid!
Oh man, look at them. They go like it's no trouble.
What?
I said they make it look easy.
Don't worry about the others are doing, Luke. Focus on your own paddling.
Okay, I can paddle.
Good. Paddle left! Left!
Ah! Oh, Maya! Ho, ho!
Oh! Good work, Luke. Good work. Now pay attention. Join!
Right, 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 right! Ah! Keep paddling! Paddle, paddle, paddle!
Join! It's fast! Join!
I don't know, just ride it! Okay, that's three rapids. One more! Hold on to the damn paddle!
There's water, Chon! In the canoe! It's...
Ride it out! We're coming up to the big rapid!
There's a launch!
We can deal with it! Just keep paddling!
Chon!
Paddle, damn it!
Chon!
Ride it, Maria! Ride!
And at that moment, it all came crashing down. The monster we tempted lashed out.
Maria! Behind you!
Chon!
Grab the canoe! Grab the canoe!
Chon!
Off! Get off! I'm under the canoe! Come here! Keep your legs tucked up! Come on! Don't let the river grab you! Head for that eddy!
I'm sorry, Chon!
Just ride the river! Ride it!
I'm trying!
Rock!
Prophets! Prophets!
Still with me?
Yeah.
Prophet and Maria went down. We're gonna paddle to them. Got it?
I got it.
Okay, left. Left! Left!
Three left.
Left, Maria! Maria!
Mom!
Just push left! Maria! Grab my paddle!
I'm trying!
Come on, grab my goddamn paddle! Luke, keep us straight!
I'm trying, Mom!
Maria, kick!
Prophet!
Kick!
Prophet!
What happened?
Prophet's canoe flipped.
What? Prophet flipped!
Mom, he's there.
We'll get him.
Okay, then what?
Follow us to shore. Help me, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
How bad is he?
He's not breathing.
No. Shh. If only I paddled better.
It's not your fault.
Let me.
One, two, three, four. Five. John, take from me a life-giving breath. John, hear me, and hear me well. John, your spirit belongs to us here. Do you hear me? Don't let it take wings. The life-giving air. John, take the beautiful air of life.
Mom, what's she...
Shh! John, listen to me. There are people here who need you. You must come back to them. Maria, come here.
Don't do this to her.
I said bring her. Maria.
Yes?
Speak to him. I will breathe. You speak.
Hi, John. Chon, can you hear me? He's alive.
Keep talking.
Hey, Chon. Chon, can you hear me? Hey, Chon. You heard what Caitlin said. Come back. We're all here waiting for you. You can't leave us. Chon, we're on a journey, and you're our leader. Without you, everything is lost. You can't tell me that after everything you've been through, you're gonna let the river get the best of you. Come on, John. John. I don't even know you. You can't leave me. John!
Oh, Christ.
You went in the river, John.
Sam.
That's me.
Oh, God.
What's wrong, John?
Sam, it's so nice to see you. Can I?
Nice to see you, too.
It's nice to see you.
I think there's enough excitement for the day. Mark, Luke, can you get camp set up?
Yeah, sure. Can I hold your hand, Sam?
I guess.
It's warm. So nice to... I thought... I can't. Just... to feel it. Warm.
Yep, John, it's just me.
Just you.
The Believer's Cafeteria.
Oh, Paul, that was wonderful tonight. Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, child.
It's enough to melt the heart hot like wax. Our fallen brothers and sisters, they will come to the fold. I know they will. Bless you, sir.
Yes, child, yes. Yes, they will.
Bless you.
Lucian?
Yeah, Paul?
We need you again.
We just got back, Paul.
You and Amos. You are special soldiers.
It was kind of close today, man. I mean, with all respect, we just like to lay low for a while.
Is that how it is? You have given so much for the Lord Jesus, but not just a bit more?
Listen, I didn't say... I mean, we'll go again.
Amos. Dear Amos, will you stand up for glorious Jesus?
Yes, Paul.
Someone's heart still shines upon the Lord.
That's not fair, Paul.
Our enemy, the wolf, does he fight fair? No, he kills the innocent for his sport. He rapes, pillages, murders for pleasure. There is no fair when you fight such an enemy. You must strike at every opportunity.
And what would that be?
One of their crews on the slag. They have discovered medals that we want. You need to take these medals for us, for Jesus, and even better, you will bring some of these people back to join us in our righteous battle.
Stealing from the slag crews? You're out of your mind.
This is what Jesus asks, Lucian. Will you go?
Yes, he'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
Good. The Lord is pleased.
I've had about enough of the Lord is pleased bullshit.
Believers! Glorious believers! How do you feel this morning? Is that all? In the presence of our Lord Jesus, let me feel the light shine out of you! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! On board the USS Citadel, Saul prepares a show of force.
Master Saul, with all due respect, we can perform this operation, but it will come at a high cost. The amount of energy to make that diesel.
Are you questioning me, Lieutenant?
No, I just...
That's what I thought. When you understand the art of control, perhaps you will plan your own operation. Zeke?
Yes, Saul.
Join me. We are at the lead. Lieutenant, your ground troops follow in the shadow of the machine.
Yes, sir.
Now, we fly!
Okay, soldiers, follow me.
Yes, sir.
I got it.
We march for the wolf.
For the wolf!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhold. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.